Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa te kaumāwhetu i rā tahi te iarere. Ai roi te waia, kōrero ko Mitch Rawa ko Rex Church ki te kōrero e pāna ki te Far North Radio. Rua mano rua te kaumātoru, no reira me tahi a ke tātou ki a rāua tahi. Tēnā koe Mitch, tēnā koe Rex.
Kia ora.
Ai, ngamhi atu kia korua tahi e whai wā ki te korua kia hauara kia tātou katoe e pāna ki te Far North Rodeo, rua mana rua te kaumātoru 2023. I appreciate you two joining us, but first of all, let's start off with you two. Maybe with you first, Mitch, give us a little bit of a korua about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Kia ora. Well, I'm originally from here, Pukepoto. I'm a Yates from out there. I compete in team roping and breakaway roping.
Ka pai, Rex, and a little bit more from yourself, a bit of a background about who you are and where you're from.
I'm Rex Church, kia ora. I've been a rodeo ever since I was a kid. Won 15 national titles. Grew up playing rugby league and doing all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, awesome. So yeah. Did it happen that one of you happened to rope the other one in, and then all of a sudden you are both doing the radio together?
Yep, that's about it. Yep, that's right.
Ah, awesome. So let's have a little bit of focus on the Far North Rodeo and how that's been going. But first of all, tell us about the next year's rodeo coming to Kaitaia and how Farno could be a part of the spectacular and up-and-coming event.
Well, it's one of the longest standing events. I think it is the longest standing event in Kaitaia. It's a wonderful day, full of fun, excitement. Anybody can come along and have a great day there with us all. And there's going to be a few rhinestone cowboys and cowgirls there. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing anybody. Just come on down to the AMP showgrounds on the 2nd and enjoy it with us.
Ah, awesome. And Rex, give us a little bit more of a quarter about what you know that we will expect to see in the next year's radio event.
You're going to see Merv Church Jr. He's won a couple of bull riding titles. Peyton Potts, Wayne McCormick, they're national champions. Waylon Gibson, he's a Steeriston champion, the past Steeriston champion. Ryan O'Callaghan, he's a champion team roper. Stevie and Jenny, they're barrel racers, they're national champions. So you're going to see the best in all the events.
Wow, that's awesome. And Mitch, you were just telling us it's one of the longest standing events. Can you please share with us a bit of history about the rodeo in New Zealand and how each of these have become part of the rodeo scene?
Well, Kaitaia I know a bit about, as my grandfather Moses Yates was helped form this club 62 years ago. It was then called the Far North Buck Jumpers, along with Ken Lewis and Aubrey Hobson, Puri Hoey, Alec Tracy, a few names to mention. They've been started, I suppose, from farmers in different areas that enjoy the sport and have taken in some rank stock back in the days that they got out and done things and helped people form these clubs.
Awesome. And pātai for you there, Rex, we've been hearing that the church whānau have had a huge reputation across the board when it comes to the rodeo, dominating all the champion titles for, 41 out of 50 years since 1972, as well as your own individual achievements throughout the many years across all the events. What has been some of your biggest highlights to this day?
Winning the all-round for the first time in 1990. Just the smell of the leather, a brand new saddle kind of stays in your system and you want to win more. Being the highest point bareback rider in the country, 94 points out of 100, and the highest point bull rider, 92.
Wow.
In the country. So, yeah.
Man, that's some massive achievements, and just radio is sounding really even more exciting now. We see it on TV, but to hear the whānau doing it up here for years, we've been seeing all the bareback horse riding over in Miti Miti and on all the different events throughout the far north and up and down the country. But being a seven-time NZRCA bareback champion, announcing your return recently, what helped you to make this decision to return back into the competitive arena?
Just kind of missing the sport, been out, haven't rode a bareback horse for 8 years, and getting back into it and just seeing how I can still compete against the young guns.
Yeah. that's always got to be something, eh? With a sport or anything that you love, you want to come back out and try and set the way and pave the way for the young ones. But also back to you, Mitch, in regards to the details, how can our whānau follow more info, get more info and watch for the rodeo if they're in town next year?
The NZRCA, which is the New Zealand Rodeo Cowboys Association, have an awesome website. You can follow any rodeo in any part of the country and keep up to date with who's doing well and, you know, who's achieving good in it. Also, Facebook do have, all our clubs have a Facebook page. There are a few dodgy ones on there, so don't like those ones. But the NZRCA website's a great place to start, and it gives you detailed addresses and dates and, you know, what to expect on the day there, yeah.
Wow, you know, I'm getting excited myself, but Mitch, maybe you could share with us again, in particular, the next one coming up for the Far North Rodeo, where, when, and the entry fees and any other details you'll be able to share with us right now.
Yeah, sure. So our rodeo here in Kaitaia will be at the AMP Showgrounds on January the 2nd. Gates open at 9 o'clock. It will be a family pass, will be $25, and that's two adults and four children. Adults alone, $10, children, $5, and under fives are free. So it's a great day, fun-filled day for a really good price.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's anything like your guys' story, you'll be able to go there and rope someone in if you don't go through and already have a family to get the family pass. Awesome having you join us. But, any final quarter for our whānau up here, as we're only a few days away from Christmas, any other messages that you may like to share?
Just hope everybody has a really safe and happy Christmas. And if you want to get involved with rodeo, please, our wonderful secretary, Hine Lum, is doing a great job to help us keep this long-standing club going. I'm sure she'll be would love to have anybody that wants to become a part or even sponsorship for our rodeo. We're always looking for sponsors and members to join to grow our club.
Absolutely. Sounds like an amazing event. Boy, what about yourself, Rex? Any kia ora kations or anyone you'd like to do a shout-out to, or any particular messages you would like to add on?
Oh, just everyone have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully see yous all at the rodeo. So that's about me.
No doubt many will be excited to see you return and come back and compete against these young bloods as you're talking about. But again, I really appreciate you joining us on our Te Huku Radio to share with our whānau awesome events like this after a few heavy years of COVID, being able to come out and see each other face to face and really enjoy each other's presence. Nō reira, tāku kia kōrua tahi I tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Ai, ko Mitch Rawa, ko Rex Church tērā, me tēnei o ngā tino kaupapa ātērā atu tau 2023, ko te Far North Rodeo tērā, ko ngā pūru, ko ngā hoiho, ai, me ngā tangata katoa ka kake hoiho, wera atu o ngā tūmomo kaupapa, ngā āhuatanga o te pai ki te tihiku o te ika ātērā atu tau, no reire te whānei mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, 2023, ira tahi te iarere.